See what's on the radio.
Yeah, you just have to tune that signal in.
It's the Quiet Storm.
This is your favorite radio station.
Listening evidence, you know, without bananas or something.
I've heard of that. Everyone's talking about how twisted it is. They get so really...
Pick up.
Oh, like, oh, sorry.
What is he not?
And it's time for the Buzzing Image Radio Show.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, oh, quick, get it.
Hi-ya!
What about the special prizes and premiums they're going to get this morning, Puzzo?
For listening to this radio station, what they get is a scary dream.
They don't get the free box of dishwashing liqueur.
Mixed variables.
You feel better as you see your dishes.
See what? You know, this is really better than any show that I do over at, whatchamacallit, Radio Valencia. It actually is. It's there's no lagging dull spots.
Oh, but wait, you have to figure this out.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so he annoys
me. It's because you're listening.
He annoys me because on the show, he's funny, and he's got these guests who are very interesting.
You know, Sarah, I do think if you were there, it would pick up the pace.
I'm like in the back.
How she's here.
Comedians in the car.
This is
Relodio. Z in the back.
Yavol, it is.
Petcorn, do you have a question?
No, so
I'm right here in the studio, right this minuto.
That's what the kids these days do, but you're not that dumb. Kids are eating
alcohol, ecstasy, marijuana.
And
what do you mean I'm not that dumb?
On the floor of the Congress, the Republican majority. Majority is eating Tide Pods. Thank you. The next item to introduce concerns what are called Tide Pods. These are merchandised soap that the crazy kids out in the street are eating these days. Don't ask me why. They got flowers stuck in their ears. You know, who the hell knows what they want, but...
And this is the world.
Go on, dears.
Dreams fall. And despair. North is the white of the eyes.
Here, show him.
And darkness is the This is the water. And this is the well.
Hey.
Drink full.
That's good. Tastes like fresh wine.
The horse is the white of the eyes. The dark within.
Yes, it's, you have to do it. Sometimes the alarm goes on anyway, and then the cops come and they hold me and Wellman at gunpoint. That's happened already once.
Oh my God.
Because the alarm goes off, but the cops say, what's the problem?
We get fined for that, your radio station.
Yes, a huge fine, which fortunately I haven't been asked to pay, but I have nothing to do with it. It happens every time.
I'm glad to hear this. You'll expect the same thing at Relodio.
Oh, no, no.
Because you're adjusted. You're used to how things work.
The police will come if you do not follow procedure.
No, Relodio is like free, man. You see? Free. It's free.
It's more than free.
They were here the other day, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean free in the sense of freedom. Because, freedom ain't free. But the microphones here at Relodio, ladies and gentlemen, are of the latest design, and they are built on that principle of a single joint duplicating to a certain degree the jointure of the upper and lower arm of a vertebrated animal.
It's a piece of puzzling evidence.
Which goes on forever.
Oh, well, that
it's,
may be so.
Absolute crap. And
the design is a beautiful idea.
It's really...
If not permanently realized.
It looks like a microphone.
Have you got it to hold on now? Is it finally holding itself where it ought to be?
As long as I don't touch it or talk near it.
I am quite embarrassed. I'm really sorry. Oh, thank you so much.
I know. I'm embarrassed, too. I thought I had some form of production studio here.
You do, don't you? What do you call this, anyway? It's not a production.
Relodio. I call it Relodio.
Yes,
I thought you knew that, at least.
Not a production studio. You are producing something in it right now.
What's all this about?
I'm producing technical errors.
Technical difficulties.
So sad.
Please stand by.
I'm glad we're doing the breaks between KPFA shows, too.
Well, these are the breaks.
That's it.
And you said, somebody said, puzzling evidence was hurtling here right
now. No.
I just don't believe that.
He's been tucked into his little snug cocoon for hours.
He's editing on my old computer.
He or someone pretending to be he has been using the Radio Valencia chat box for Relodio.
Radio
for
Valencia.
For hours.
All I have to say is this is not me plotting anything.
Because
this is evolution in action. Everything is controlled by evolution. Everything builds on top of what
Because of us.
No, I was speaking hypothetically toward the administration of that other radio. So I wasn't actually talking about this enviable situation in which I am now.
It's over. It's so solved. And right here
is. Time heals
because of us.
I am now parasitizing them.
Yes.
And I'm stealing you as talent.
One can only be amused. However, if they are not amused, that's a different matter.
I'm stealing their chat box.
After
Net Positive, I've stolen their K-Rod.
You're borrowing. You do not acquire anyone or anything permanently. You are synthesizing, and art is synthesis.
And imagine what it was like if you tried to tune into the BBC or the Voice of America and heard only...
I thought most art is parasitism.
BBC, BLT.
I am so hypnotized. God damn it.
Your eyelids are getting heavy.
The horse is the white of the eyes.
You are getting sleepy.
It's true.
You can hear only the sound of my voice.
It's all true. It's like you're in my head.
Undiscovered, unsuspected, here's the deal. Unknown.
What's happening? In the minerals and, what the common person would call...
Well, it's certainly true that new discoveries in Earth, and even Earth itself a discovery, continue to be made. The recent discovery in Mexico of subterranean caverns of tremendous depth and size with gigantic crystals in them was quite surprising.
And dust from the cosmos eventually gets filtered through the atmosphere, our atmosphere,
and
we end up absorbing things.
It all comes here, yes, and we're breathing alien particles. I assume you've read The Color Out of Space by H.P. Lovecraft. Just imagine being contaminated.
Next, you'll be telling me we're drinking dinosaur pee.
Well, you could be contaminated by some alien substance. That's an interesting story. So, the thing to do, though, of course, one should appreciate one's own planet. One should recognize that wherever you go, there you are, and now you're affecting that place because now that place has you in it, and its uniqueness is thereby diminished. And if you bring everything in, including a federally mandated bathrooms and even a little franchise restaurant, maybe with a loudspeaker at the top of the cliff up above the parking lot as people drive in.
Come on in, folks, to Nature's Wonderland.
Yes. Oh, well. And so...
It was supposed to be Nature's Wonderland.
Yeah, I was...
A little involved, but I can do it. I will do it.
Should we offer adult diapers?
That sounds terrible.
It only bothers you until you start, and then you're happy.
I will never be happy. Humans are adaptable. They can get used to anything. That's not to say I won't. Klingons over here, Romulans over there.
You'll be blinking, but I like
you. Yeah, it'll be like it'll be view things.
The Romulans were actually racially similar to Vulcans, like Mr. Spock's people. They had been isolated and developed slightly different characters.
It'll show the heartbeats of all the people in hibernation.
You just burned 75 calories. Like, what? How How do you know? What are you doing?
Just sitting here?
No.
Well, you're burning calories.
While drinking that half a bottle of wine, I burned 75
calories. It's like following me on GPS. Yeah.
Half a league onward.
Whether I'm walking or going.
All in the valley of death rode the 600.
I'm trying to get an answer from you people.
Do you like
a Relodio station?
Is that the
compared
question?
To where I do my show, it feels like free and unconfined.
You're going to have to be like Snowpiercer.
Quite
like
pleasant.
Each table is a different trade.
But ooh, after all, one is as comfortable as one determines to be.
Like where we cannot. Beep,
boop, boop. Fascinating,
so we can see
Captain.
Each other. Hi, Mal. Like
still
terminal,
poking that big
long
alien nose of yours into things that don't concern you? I fail to see what the size of my nose has to do with
everyone has to have a camera facing them and then you'd see their faces.
No, for real, listen.
Take myself.
Much mirth and merriment.
Cable out!
It'll
let
be
it
a
go!
Rib
detach
ticking,
cable!
Thigh slapping.
Cable detached!
What can you do?
You'll be doubled up with laughter. You'll laugh till you have to hold your sides. It'll be that painful. You'll guffaw. You'll chortle. You'll hee-haw. You'll turn inside out.
Welcome to the land of chortle.
And nobody cares that Jerry Lewis died.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. A little oops here, please.
No. He can't be gone.
My fault, but just...
But how did I get through
it? Before we go to them, okay?
We don't have time.
I'll wait here for your command.
I thought I'd have more to give when Jerry Lewis passed.
Yeah, Doug's still in the basement. Look at that.
Manafort.
You see that, Sarah?
He's going to get his. Doug's calling from the basement. I'll be right back.
He's down in the bay.
God damn it. Doug!
Is he really down there?
Yes.
It's really real this time?
Take the 500.
I thought it was another hallucination.
Everything's real.
Now if I can only dispense certain things.
You know, I really wanted Puzzling Evidence to come here tonight so he could record the show, but...
Yeah.
Sadly, it will never be recorded. In any way.
I hope those who are listening to it alive, oh, appreciate that fact also.
Hey, it's official. I've been up for 22 hours straight.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. You want to hear my day?
Please. Dad's cool. But he wasn't.
Who couldn't find the cough button here at Relodio?
I'm sorry, that was me. Perhaps you could point it out, and the next time I will not come back.
Right next to the launch missiles.
A
button.
Similar solar system. Is this it? It says K-Rob on it. What's that all about?
All the buttons.
Many, every
no
button.
Kidding. It says K-Rob on your panel right here. What the hell? What's that all about? It's written, it's printed in lettering on your machinery.
I'm Tony DeSantis, I'm your producer.
Anyway, where is this cough button of which you speak?
Yeah, it's labeled K.
It's not the cough.
It's labeled K Rob.
It's the coffin.
That's K Rob power. If you look around, you'll see other buttons labeled K Rob. Not necessarily
one
on.
That's labeled me. Why are they all labeled K Rob? Did you know he was going to come here? Or
No, I had no idea he was going to come here.
And it's even written right, with a large K, small R, large
no
O, large
jokes,
V.
Okay? The hold button says hold, and the kill button is right next to it.
The kill button? No, this is K-R-O-B.
So the brain could
be... Brain is no longer the ball.
You should check,
I don't understand what's
you
going
want to
on.
Check out some of these other devices here, if you're interested in the labeling?
The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, doth not seek after God. Let them be
kill
taken
button.
In their own devices. Someone left the cake out in the rain, and it wasn't me.
Spock, sabotage the system.
Mr. Spock, he got his chainsaw out now.
Spock, Spock, restore the atmosphere.
J'ai besoin de toi.
Spock, sabotage the system.
Spock, lie down.
J'ai vérifié en attaque.
Play dead.
J'ai consulté les annuaires, j'ai appelé les mairies. Il n'y a pas de temps pour attendre.
And boy, do we have devices here. Have you noticed the labeling?
Of its heart's desire, and blesseth the covet.
Oh, I guess you noticed the labeling. Yeah, K-Rob labeling.
I just came in for a cup of coffee.
There's nothing here that concerns you on these computer screens.
Nobody's serving coffee, ladies and gentlemen. This is just radio.
Oh, the ironic thing, though, I do want to point out, this is the weird thing. Let me point this out. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. As long as everything thinks, you know, we look at stuff and we go, as long as we deceive ourselves, that's what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's time for another.
It's simple. It's so efficient.
A football match.
It's easier than not?
No, deceiving yourself is the best way to go at all times.
It's quick. It's efficient. It makes sense.
It gets the job done.
Well, I have to tell you...
There's no downside to deceiving yourself. Ever.
Just never, never.
Oh, thanks. They've really...
They're just trying to scam.
They've renamed
Lodeo. Severe losses.
Drunk Lodeo. Thanks.
Who dares to say such a thing?
The people on the other...
Where the emphasis is most needed.
On the other
station.
The people
under the stairs.
Their name
the people
is...
on the other
station.
Really?
Here to log
they're
in.
Already...
They're mocking us.
They're hurling invective. You mean there's somebody in the state... in the... Yeah, they're in the room.
That's all I've been talking about for the last hour is Relodio. And now, now we're drunk Lodeo.
So, I apologize. I didn't realize I sounded so drunk on the air. And
no.
On my show, they were accusing me of...
Your show on the other station?
Oh, please.
Everyone is listening to
you. I'm sure it's found.
Everyone is typing into the chat box at the other show as if it's this show.
Well, I wish it were, but,
they've been doing this for about...
This is a stag show, and how do I know? It says so right on the right on the panel in front of me. So it's just men hashing it out. We lost Sarah Z, and now
she's
testosterone-heavy sausage party.
Yeah, that's us.
Oh, thank God she's back.
Yeah, we're all into puzzling evidence show.
Online.
Various gifts.
And you're comfortable listening to Relodio before he says,
Oh, come on.
Oh, yes.
What? Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And there's little K-Rob. Celebrating Halloween with that traitor to humankind.
That was the larva.
Wolf man check.
Larva K-Rock.
It was the only thing I got from the Make-A-Wish people.
What the?
Even Cylons love him.
They have a lot of energy and they have a lot of conflict in them.
Borgard needs to be fed.
It's one of the delusional factors of life that people somehow believe that they themselves, personally, will probably not die. I'm trying.
Having fun.
So you want the Viking funeral, right?
Viking funeral's good.
Put you in a sub cheap boat in the bay. And,
mm-hmm. And lots of
catharsis you like,
so people can Graham
Parsons.
Yeah,
want to be
is good.
Semi-burnt in the desert.
Well, you ought to be. Why don't you get comfortable? If you're going to listen to the radio,
comfortable.
I mean, whatever it is, the podcast.
I've listened to the show with, when I've been working with Karen Carpenter.
Really actually to. Listen to.
It's the Quiet Storm with DJ Too Nice. It's the Club Bangers with DJ Too Nice.
It's all crazy.
I make the rules now.
Uh-oh. What were those rules again? 1. Feet on floor. 2. Mouth closed. 3.
Wait a moment. Come on. Too fast. Hey, wait. Hold on. Wake up.
big bully.
Hey, we got, I think we got one.
Got one.
Oh, wow, look, Kara.
One country.
What nation?
The whole
from this earth. This terraqueous globe.
First we take America, then this the world.
Island set in a silver sea.
Three listeners. Are any of those listeners ourselves?
No, none of them. There are actually three unique visitors.
Hi, real people.
I want a drink of water. Oh,
drink from the well.
Well, here we have a cue, or is it a distorted G? You know, it's my decision based on someone who's fairly familiar with different varieties of typography to be penalized if it does not match what psychiatrists or psychologists or whoever devised that strange test.
Little angels.
You must pick out the normal from the abnormal, or we will not let you pass. And it's part. And then they tell you their password. I mean, they really. But you talk with those robot intelligences about the problem you were having.
Do you know how to do radio?
The massive intelligences.
Anyone out there who wants to hear us needs an RF detector.
The master control program.
They have
oh, no, wait a minute. That's in Portland, isn't it?
Because you know what happens? You get MCP. Abraham Lincoln, vampire killer, comes course, running down the road with a big axe.
And you're like, where's my RF detector?
Feminist 7 just says the male show must
be. Heydrich, that's on the quiz. He just cuts everything down.
Another Heydrich?
He gets the same old
guy
used to
it.
I was recently looking at
Michael Pepe.
No.
This is not Michael Pepe. No. This is a tape of Michael Pepe that Doug made earlier and set to call in by robot to prove that Michael Pepe called.
And the strange thing is that that is kind of like the art that Michael Pepe is famous for making, a makeup tape beforehand, and then interact with it later, doubling one's persona.
Right. And I've been known to make robots of myself, which walk around and...
Like Clark Kent, I mean Superman, Kal-El.
They have sex, and Michael Pepe takes the credit. But, you know, you really got to be good, you know, like Frank Darby. You got to be, or hire, you know, you got to be good at building your robots.
And considering you're in Dobbstown, the phone sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, Malaysia is totally hooked up.
World communications.
And Dobbstown, as you know, is a paradise for a mosquito.
Yeah, I heard you had a your own penthouse there.
Yeah, I have a penthouse without mosquito netting because I just want to...
You want the real experience.
Yeah, I want to rough it. And
the authentic Dobbstown experience.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I... But, of course, I'm hooked up with Malaysia, yes.
Hal, do you like how... This looks like a good microphone.
It would convince me. In fact, it has.
Yeah. Okay, Rob. Good microphone or not?
Microphone.
It works.
It works.
Yeah. So it's a prize from a 2-bit crackerback jock. Yes. Yes. The camera is rolling.
Let's pause for an antenna switch. This will be a first, incidentally. Never before has an antenna switch.
Go out in the backyard and cut me a switch.
K-Rob's climbing up the tower again there.
We can dissuade him.
Tie the cable around his waist. Hand over hand up the rungs.
He breaks.
Mysterious woman, I hope you come back on.
He's going to get us connected up again.
No, he's stopping about halfway. And he's
please stand by.
Oh, he's eating an apple.
I thought it was a banana. I can't see.
Okay, wait.
Results were anything like that.
Now I'm flossing between all the cables.
Do that.
And always try to give it
well. How does it go out there?
How does light fall?
On the shores of Shangri-La. I just can't hear that. I'm sure he's got a big load of stuff to tell us.
This morning, I ate Milo. And now, I am one of the big love for them.
Okay, let's take it again. Low and slow.
How's Hal?
Zero tolerance for radio bullying.
And zero boy, not on the radio.
Blast off!
How's Hal? Don't get me started.
And
do we have a caller, or are we turning that caller to the cold and
speak?
Coattails of all these guys.
Did she hang up?
No one hung up.
Look at this rack-mounted modulus. You notice one thing not there is like collars.
Rack-mounted monolith.
We have no phone.
You can't get past the
Great
Wall.
We have so much communication. We could
Spode China.
We could tie into the Chinese space program.
We could tie one on.
But we're not going to take callers here tonight. Sorry.
It's Radio Feng Sheng.
You want to do? If you want to communicate with us, go to Radio Valencia chat box. It's
somebody
the only way.
Really ought to clean out that chat box. That's when we step in. Since we are already annoying, we fill that need.
Nice voice,
and this is our slot.
How many times
does a man have to come?
Okay, I'm talking to you, Sarah, anyway. How are you?
What does it all mean?
And there's also Stanley Laurel saying that there is something that's impossible, and it's striking a match on a cake of soap. Everything else is possible.
I just kind of brought the show to a halt.
You
mention of reality,
that,
and you can't.
Sorry, Mr. President, you can't do that. Put down that soap.
And then the president put down the soap right on the top of the alien's head.
Thanks to Obama, no match will strike on this so-called soap. Sad.
The water.
Here, show them.
Is it true all of these broadcasts still exist only as they're aired?
Yeah, these are the ones that'll... They'll say, remember, like, before they had... They
streaming
had
out
Puzzling
the
Evidence's digital recorder.
They just recording devices.
Never mind Puzzling Evidence's digits.
Hey, I'd like to point out something that really was good about Relodio tonight.
Yeah?
I should play it.
It was on automatic.
No. Well,
on
yeah, it's
automatic
all...
pilot.
Write
your name here.
There you go.
Thanks.
So here was the weird thing about our show tonight. Anyone go to the Ask Dr. Hal show tonight?
Science Nobody theme? Was listening.
I did not. I was here sleeping.
Hey, Rob, what were you doing tonight?
And then y'all came into my house.
He was there. He was doing this show. For some reason, at the very end, we had some kind of system-wide failure, but...
Google Translate.
I did that perforce, you should say. I was made to do it by the exigencies of circumstance. Oh, well. By then, the show was already... Well,
that was a minor glitch in a peripheral event.
Minor glitch?
Well, I know. It's nice to have the pictures of the Puzzling Evidence at the end of your show, but not tonight.
That's what David Kaporo does. He finds the crappiest thing on the internet and shoves it in everyone's face.
It's nothing compared to the reward that we get.
And they love it. He knows what they like to see.
Yeah, actually, his laptop totally died in
he
the last...
He knows what I do not like to
10
see.
10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, well, that's probably what I don't like to see, but the audience likes to see it all.
Yeah.
What do I care
like
about
shocked.
Some girl in a hot tub or something? I don't want to watch that at home or in the show.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, he puts up... Well...
Is it called, like, shocktertainment? I'm going to coin that term.
Wow.
Write it down.
This show has a reason now.
Actually, it does.
Okay.
But I shouldn't talk too much about what is essentially clandestine. Ask me when you're off the air, and I'll tell you about all the things we do which violate the 12 eternal principles.
Wow.
You know, but...
It's like Burning Man.
Everywhere you go, it's like that. You know, there are things you're supposed to do and things that so you do do, and you find that others have been doing them too. But that's simply the way of it.
All right, thank you for your attention.
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, here's the story. It was like...
What monster would force someone to listen to this show?
Oh, I hate that.
You missed it. Because
that happens inevitably. You can't hit everybody. You know. Well,
so, like, we hold you personally responsible, Hal.
I know. All responsibility somehow resides with me.
No. It was our fault for being at the bar when we had missed the opportunity.
For being drunks?
No, he answered the questions while you were not paying attention.
I see what's wrong with being drunk, as long as you're not some sloppy drunk or mean drunk or drunk that that impinges on somebody else. Why the hell not be? What's the reason to drink in the first place? Of course you should do it. You just shouldn't get in everybody's face, as they say. Veritas, or as the Italians would say, vino veritas.
In wine,
there is truth, which is to say you get drunk and it lets out everything
really are. Oh, where this is not going to fall, where they're not going to pull the
So you can't say, oh, I was just drunk. Yes, exactly. You were drunk, and that reveals what you actually think and what you actually say when you are...
You know what I've been...
Can we insert applause somehow? Because I totally agree
before we kind of organize them a little bit better.
When organs first were mute. Lost all contact with reality here.
Sorry.
And now...
Oh, great. We're increasing in listeners.
What is it that...
We've been through this before, K-Rob, remember?
Behold.
Remember when we tried to chase the listeners and they...
Maybe that food will keep me from being violently ill.
In other words, the strongest audio signal that can be used for modulating a transmitter is...
Puzzling evidence.
Radio...
Which goes on forever.
Yep, and it's no fun.
Yeah, it's a common DJ complaint. Sometimes you get ear mold, and it's where...
As they get old.
Yeah, it's terrible. You can tell a lot of DJs their flattened ears, their deafness, their inability to understand good music.
So, when your ears are hot, just, you know, deal with it, right?
Fluff up your ears.
You can just put your mouth right on that and say anything you want. Mm-hmm. You really ought to get headphones.
Go crazy.
Well, Mr. Wiener is now out of this sphere and higher up in the state politics.
Hey, by the way, what time does Gorgar speak?
The tiny record
she loves Gorgar.
Plays, and Gorgar says a number of different things.
Yeah, see, she's all happy. People are always happy when Gorgar is on the air.
Yes, it brings you back to better times than this.
You can see why they moved it up to the extra,
it's extra
sexy.
Fresh.
Peter Pan.
So if you want the freshest peanut butter, get America's.
That's somebody's grandmother who got a job in 1955.
Posing as Peter Pan in that strange tradition where older women put on tights and pretend to be the eternally youthful boy, Peter Pan. And then even on Peter Pan peanut butter, there was a picture, you know, of a woman, but in the Peter Pan pose, like the Errol Flynn Robin Hood pose, of standing with legs spread apart and arms akimbo.
You mentioned mentioned this one.
After
earlier.
He swings in on a vine.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Luger or P-38.
Boy, those Nazis. Yes, he would.
What would have happened in Dallas later. JFK had whipped out an AR-15
and
blown spectators away in the general direction of the fire.
Separating, or if he were actually shooting on the bias, you know, so the bullets would arc down and hit the goal.
The man who was shooting with a machine gun on the left side of the road,
puzzling evidence,
swept very quickly from left to right as the car passed him right to left.
She fell asleep,
which meant that his fire discipline was not very good in his man. Here, and they're widely dispersed. And they went around the great general.
De Gaulle. Were any bystanders injured?
No, I don't think anybody, if I remember correctly. But I don't remember the details of that, even though it happened near the house.
What's the name of the show tonight?
Light Fuse Getaway.
Who was it who was...
Light Fuse Getaway.
In the 17th century, the very first political assassination with a gun. Was it William of Orange or somebody like that? The first pistol shot assassin
question,
in
yeah.
public.
Queen Victoria's eight attempt.
It's Kill Kennedy.
Because from that came the solid defense in law insane.
Here's the first time in history where they were assassinating a public person, and they're not using knives or poison or swords or anything like that. They have this strange newfangled loud scary thing called the gun. And they use it, and
so the question
is:
in my
mind, a single shot that they were allowed.
How big was the gun with two ends?
And how close was to the Duke?
How do you do it?
Is this breath or some sort of semi-existence? Worse than the vampires. At least they get up and move around when their time is...
And not one vampire has caught his head in the seat and died trying to retrieve his cell phone.
Oh, they can't do that. They get loose easily.
What if Darth Vader was Scottish? Coming off the moors, you know, in his tartan cape.
And he looked like the fat bastard.
And the band plays on. You can relive it all with Kenner's Star Wars Return of the Jedi Collection.
That's right, guys and gals. It's time for Groovadelic Radio in the Morning.
Is it true that the call-in number here used to be 510-848? KPFA, is that true?
Isn't that clever? How do they ever think of things like that?
I never knew that.
In the future,
Gorgar speaks of the...
Give us a call, day or night, if the spirits are moved. There will always be a pastor there to receive your words, open your heart, don't you?
Of untold mystery.
I wish you could tell about that mystery, but...
It would be no mystery then if we explained it.
Gorgar, wake up.
Him sleep now. Gorgar snore loud.
Gorgar's giant CPAP.
Yeah, horrible, awful, monstrous, unbelievable.
Something right out of Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes. Many storied Providence with its quaint gambling groves. What a huge, bulky, ungainly monster.
Well, that's what
unstoppable.
Call me.
And this is now.
Incredible. Behemoth, the biggest thing the world has ever seen. The giant behemoth. The fire-spitting monster predicted in the Bible.
It's like
its
a leviathan.
Its core a seething mass of lethal radiation.
It's huge. Like a leviathan, only bigger.
It's bulbous. It's monstrous. And far larger than the moderately sized behemoth.
And it's bigger than the show.
Please take off your watch.
Are smiling.
You have no need of time on the show.
It's like a glass of doom. I think if the voyeur is left on.
Rolodia was a love child.
On the love channel. But no, I can respect that. A love child, you say. A byproduct, as it is, of a passionate encounter.
Hey, Hal, I forgot. I can check how many people are listening to your show at Radio Valencia.
Hell, depressing.
Right,
why would anyone listen?
I'd settle for that, wouldn't you?
But go ahead and do it.
All right, let's check it out. I know how to do this. Watch. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. Here it is.
Yeah.
Nocturnal emissions from the mission. Wait, what show is
I
that?
I think that the pollution explosion is telling us that I really have a firm belief in that.
Just a rerun of some sort? Current, right now.
I've never lost my enthusiasm or my optimism, but I don't dream.
Nocturnal emissions from the mission, that's not me.
I think the papers are so... The news is...
Yeah,
news
10 listeners. Not sympathy streams like... Well,
doesn't
know,
that mean
you know what they mean?
Computers are turned on
and left on. Yeah,
left on. Yeah,
I myself hither.
It ceases to be a fantasy.
Yeah,
okay. Me too. Now, what was that all about?
How much do we get out of that extra enthusiasm?
It's unclear as to who gets what in such a scenario.
Thank you.
Vast gas clouds, nebulae, asteroid fields, millions of worlds glittering like jewels against the sable blackness of the cosmos. All right, turn it down.
Good Lord!
Wretch, choke. Good Lord.
You arrive until January 5th.
Choke.
They're early.
Good Lord. I can hear you. I can just hear you. You're coming in. You're coming in fine. We've got your vector.
You're coming in hot.
You're coming in on something.
Excellent. Let's set down the landing gear.
That landing gear is fab.
Thank you for the thing. Come from God.
This is Oakland Center.
Father's the way.
Descend and maintain 11 hours.
Extending landing legs.
Bob is Bob. Everything we need. J.R. Bob God.
J.R. Bob
is with me and also with you.
Savior of mankind or feckless chump?
Well, maybe that one guy who saw him is that.
Just take a deep breath of that freely available earth air.
Breathe in that air.
This isn't the canned stuff like you have to breathe in space. This is the air of our good old planet.
Are you in there? Is it puzzling? And how? And is it Mr. Pete Goldie?
It is. He's here.
Hi, guys. It's the late Reverend Mother, Dr. Miller, calling in from Michigan.
On the chatterbox. Calling in from Michigan, eh? What's the weather like in your part of the world?
I believe it's President Goldie now.
32 degrees today, thankfully.
Finally.
Thankfully. We're not going to freeze today.
32 degrees. Well, that's higher than you've been getting, but I think when you arrive
here, about her Masonic ring.
Find our weather to be summery in comparison. In some.
I'm so certain everything there is better. And hopefully.
Not that it's that warm, but it's it ain't no 32 degrees or fewer. Say, does the train in Tilden Park run, or is it No, it doesn't, because...
Too cold. No prisoners are moving at that
cold,
hour.
It's cold. We can't get on the train. It's too cold. Don't worry. Weird. It's train town. I wouldn't mind going back to train town.
We could go to train town.
On the weekend, they run the steam...
Yeah, that's when you want to go there, when there are thousands of kids on the weekend. Good idea.
Get out of the way. These little urchins are in my way. I can't enjoy training.
I'm just going to stay in my saucer laboratory.
Go all the way to the state capital of California, to the train museum.
That's right. Maybe you'll become an exhibit there.
Just the museum is good. There's an auto museum now, too. Give an idea of its size. Somewhere.
Auto be recycled.
Not to mention Sutter's Fort. Right in downtown Sacramento.
Really? Right where they discovered
the War Memorial.
McNuggets that you can pick right up.
New profit records never dared to be dreamed
in Placer County. The carcinogenic. Oh, yeah.
Carson, this is all in the quiz.
Also, Virginia City. Yeah, Virginia City.
There's a place.
There's a
magic. I must say, you guys have some wonderful sounds on today. I don't know what they are. Monsters, dinosaurs.
Gorgon.
That's us.
Gorgars.
They're beautiful, beautiful.
Gorgar reeks.
Some, they may seem large, ungainly, unnecessarily violent monsters, but to us, they are...
Yeah, we're the monsters.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe. I'm just wondering if Dr. Howe can elaborate on what he was saying a little while ago about us wasting the Earth's time and... Can you elaborate?
Talking about an ideal, not anything anybody's going to do, but it is true. We've burned up half the time here on planet Earth. And I have to say, our sun's been remarkable. It's been burning steadily without eruptions. We haven't been fried, roasted, or stewed. And many other stars are not so constant. But that's one thing you need to have life. You've got to have a sun that doesn't cause trouble. And you have to be in the right zone. The Goldie Zone. Yes, you've heard of it.
We need to get our stuff together before it's too late. Put in the work before.
Everybody should be ready at a moment. Always keep one suitcase packed. And then there's something else that you've got to have.
I have Bainbridge. I don't have
you've
anything.
Got to have
I've gone through
unnaturally
every article.
Large moon orbiting your planet, because then it pulls the waters around, and you have the living tides and not a reeking sump pit of stagnant, sessile senility before its time.
Hal, what about the gas giants?
Well, they do keep their distance, but...
They also suck up all those rocks flying around out there.
That's right. If not for mighty Jupiter, we could be pelted with more space junk.
Were pelted here in Michigan. We had an asteroid just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, did you hear about that, Astronomer Royal Goldie? An asteroid came rocketing and screeching down?
Yes, we could feel the boom. I thought it was an earthquake. We could physically feel the boom.
Mm-hmm. We're Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom.
Yeah, it was shocking. So don't go out tomorrow morning and look for it.
Okay, thanks.
Don't go out tonight.
You don't see it.
Looks like a bad moon on the rise.
It's going to be Sunday morning instead.
Well, I'll take that down.
Good heavens, I hear a phone ringing.
Yes, we're taking calls frantically here in the radio room.
Hello? At the turn of the time with the...
music and try and create...
Oh, good Lord, I've got to get to the courthouse.
Pseudo...
Yes, you've got an important case on the docket today.
Pseudo
Gorgar and Chupacabra party.
Yes.
Gorgar.
Rent.
Gorgar tweets.
How sweet it is. Did you ever think that you and me are a little bit like Gorgar? Huh? Did you?
Oh, you mean like maybe we're the monster and that stuff again?
Well, I was trying to get there, but now
I know.
All just
down
to
it's just
listen to something else. Stupid radio.
Probably. What?
Oh, sorry.
We're just going to turn over some rocks.
Sorry, okay. Okay, all right. What? Honk.
I have an inflatable radio.
We love the show, honk.
We're going to honk it for the lowest bidder. It's got to blow it up first. Hold on, folks. Whoa. There's such a thing as overinflating a radio, as we just found out. But everybody's all right here in the studio. Just a little shaky. Go on with the show in just a moment. After that, we're having the all-radio party. Yeah. A new political entity sweeping the country and cleaning out ashtrays and taking out the garbage. Think of me in today's marvelous era of moon rockets and microchips.
Here I was, quality product.
Look at him, he's all product.
Yes, and he was a superman. Super intellect, super physical strength.
See?
Yes, but as
that's what I said, from the Trekkies.
They thought they had me. They thought it would be a punishment. And I, in turn, turned it into their punishment. For 4 weeks every year, people are punished by the punishment I was supposed to be punished by. Yes.
And so when it happens,
play the dramatic music, K-Rob.
It's like when you get a horrible cramp.
You know, the only reason I wanted to have a air quotes radio, on air quotes station, is the blinking lights. Can you grok that, Al?
They show that there's something active here, something going on, something ongoing.
Mm-hmm. K-Rob gave you more things to blink.
Check this out. Watch.
What? Watch?
Yeah,
watch
right.
What?
Like this.
What?
Then you take it up over here.
I don't care, Rob. You can tell me what it is.
Hey, Ralphie.
Whoa.
So what is it? Oh, damn it. He's in charge now.
Damn it. They had such a great guy in the field, but then they compromised again.
The radio station, instead of exploding into tiny fragments, lands on its fins neatly.
Gyroscope.
Just ate the radio.
And hungry for more.
This is a Russian translation.
Uh-huh.
All Russian translations will be required for show by 2020.
They're already a requirement. We just haven't got them in there.
We have the show. Can you hear me?
Okay. Lunacharsky.
I didn't know if you had the newest one, though. Do you have the newest one?
The newest Louis Marx playset of radios and televisions. Yes, please take that down. They're going to be merchandised. They're going to be in all the stores long before Christmas.
Wow, whiteout. Look at that stuff.
Wow, it's called the Simum, I guess. We're going to get dusted. A horrible flashback, too.
That rocket is so loud.
But it doesn't faze the crowds around the launch site. They're partying and have been since before dawn. In the biggest little tailgate party this launch area has ever seen.
As they say, wave goodbye to the intrepid explorers.
neglect is the biggest enemy, even more than hateful people that want to burn something. And let me tell you one more thing. That lesson is going to be relearned as digital media is going through the same fate. If it isn't constantly renewed and transferred to the next format, then the nation is going to be lost. So 100 years from now, we're going to be in the same position as we are in the ancient world, where not one out of 1,000 documents have survived.
And if you could actually plug a recording device into a brain and hear that never-ending stream of consciousness.
Okay, this is plug the thing in and
basically, it will probably bore you to death, and then you die, and then you just be nothing but your own.
Books are good enough. Movies,
thoughts.
You know, VR games, they're going to be pretty darn good pretty soon, but.
I have a question for you, K-Rob. Are you mad because I took the Bob stickers off of your Pioneer CD player?
Wrong.
I knew it. Yeah, he's so sensitive.
That's the only one that will.
It was the only one. This is Bob's it. Kmart hat. One
take
minute.
These and put them down with makeup.
The best, like now all conviction.
The right ones.
Oh, crap. The morning listeners are waking up. Oh, still.
You don't have a dream. Your dreams are destroyed very quickly. You just fold your head, and once in a while you get a good break. Yeah, and that, even that dream.
How come the after show, has more listeners than Live Relodeo?
Because my dreams have been destroyed, you know.
Here, this will fix it. There's than Live Relodeo.
My dreams have been destroyed, you know.
Here, this will fix it. There's a Live Relodeo.
Because my dreams have been destroyed, you know. Because my dreams have been destroyed, you know.
Here, this will fix it.
Because my dreams have been destroyed.
There's a Live Relodeo.
Because my dreams have been destroyed. Because my dreams have been destroyed, you know. My dreams have been destroyed.
Yeah, this will fix it.
Because my dreams have been destroyed.
There's my Live Relodeo.
Because my dreams have been destroyed. Because my dreams have been destroyed. Because my dreams have been destroyed.
Yeah, this will fix it.
Because my dreams have been destroyed.
There's my Live Relodeo.
Because my dreams have been destroyed. My dreams have been destroyed.
It's puzzling evidence. It's better than, you know what I mean? Get it together.
Become a KPFA ally, a sustaining partner, the lifeblood of our station. At $10 or more a month, your gift goes further by providing KPFA with a stable source of income to support the programming you value. It's easy, and it provides a tax deduction. Plus, it helps us reduce the amount of time needed for on-air fund drives. To become an ally, go to kpfa.org and click support. Thank you.
Do you know what Area 941 is? It's KPFA.org's new podcasting space. This allows us to expand our programming with more on-demand programs so you can listen when you want or download them at any time. Area 941 is just another reason why people say, I heard it on KPFA.
Hi, I'm Allie Budner, reporter for the Mountain West News Bureau at KRCC Radio in Colorado Springs. I'm also a graduate of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program at KPFA. The program is accepting applications. You can download an application at kpfaapprentice.org or call the station at 510-848-6767, extension 235.
You are listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org.
Start the show again.
Ah, yes. Well, friends.
Again.
Oh,
but in the dark, sometimes you don't always notice.
I've got
the show
all over me.
Doctor, I'd like my oatmeal now. It's time for breakfast.
Smith has been roundly defeated.
Yes, we have defeated breakfast, and now we may eat it.
Now what?
Well, I guess we'll go on to the next blinking light. There seems to be a line of them all the way up over the horizon.
We're broadcasting in an enormous radius over the entire civilized world.
Is the one that must.
Yeah, it's a pity that the saint himself couldn't be here to revel in this.
That's right. Here, the UFO flew over the parade, and everybody even stared at it.
Okay, here we go. And look on the roof of the ice cream store.
Saint Stupid Assassins.
Yes, they're getting ready to make a hit and set the entire event in magnum motion.
The gong starts the show. It's kind of traditional. The gong starts the show, and then at the end of the show, the gong ends the show. And if he's going to crowd me every time, he'll get the gong.
You're hurt.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And now.
Parade rest.
I'll say.
My husband's not.
Here the tiny
upset.
Barrel people are singing their stupid little song.
Look at those tiny barrel-like.
This creeper is rearrested. We can kiss our ass goodbye. Sarah,
do that to your own, but not to this station.
Yes, we can't show these repulsive beings because it would be too much. It would unseat the reason of even the most delicate young lad.
And now the reason is unseated and the new ruler is brought in, yes?
Boy, it makes you sorry that you weren't there on that epoch-making day.
Yes, these are all the people at Parade Rest at Columbus and
that one
Broadway.
Guy with a bottle grabbed in his fist. Well, it looks as if his rest is somewhat extended.
Cut down by an assassin's bullet. Good downtown Dallas and an open audience.
Well, it's the start of a big weekend, so let's get up and get out there and get whacked out.
Okay, I will. What do I think about, though?
To understand, there's the layman.
Seems stupid here, playing ping pong, only one side of my head.
A plain case of
mono ping pong. Yes, save mono ping pong.
That's a wonderful serve, and I admire that backhand, too. I think you let him have it a little too hard, though.
Yeah, what do they mean by that?
So long, boy. I think it was meant as a gesture of contempt.
Well, no. Well,
here,
maybe
watch
not. What tribe are they from?
Well, what gesture are you speaking
How
of?
Stupid are they, of course?
Oh, they're so
That's
stupid.
That's the main. Oh, and tomorrow, Berkeley, the parade. Yeah, Berkeley parade tomorrow.
Big parade tomorrow. Starts somewhere in Berkeley, and it goes somewhere.
We'll be representatives of the Subgenius and the Saint Stupid.
They're fighting it out there.
And here they are.
In
the gladiators of the church.
Second annual faith-off. I mean, the biannual faith-off. It's going to be two balls out of three. And
Gary
Churches,
get a fix on
the back hole. Let it up and down. No, it's good.
And a viva la morte.
Nobody ever dies in Bologna.
Nobody kicks the bucket or bites the dust or bites the fork or kisses our ass goodbye.
We what? We stare. We talk. We choke.
But nobody ever dies.
No one gets the plague.
Or dies of too much age.
For reasons I forgot.
It's simply not a problem here in Camel.
No! Bologna!
Hello.
We demand that the city of
San Francisco
be referred to only as New Bologna.
New Bologna.
All right.
The Quake, FM 99, KQAK, New Bologna.
Comrade Tolovich.
Who knows? We're going to try it. We're going to attempt to do this for the first time ever. But who cares? Not you, listener. Not you, little tiny listener approaching the station now wondering what the hell went on. What you spent your money for on this listener-censored radio.
Maybe I can catch some cable music.
Yes, doctor. I can see that little listener now.
Something's wrong.
As you describe that listener, he becomes visible to me, wearing his Dr. Denton, shuffling slowly toward the radio with his pudgy fingers extended to grasp the dial and tune in to hear the show of shows.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to the 11 listeners out there, maybe 12, all over the greater Blunder Warp area.
Oh, and notice the guy with the yellow pants. Watch his hat now.
Okay. My God, that's amazing. Wow, a 3D rock hat.
Saint Stupid, who said, I know, but you know, you never know. And he's the patron saint of civilization and parking meters, it turns out. Little known saint, 4'2", 4'3". And so, in honor of him and all his contribution to Western, Northern, Eastern, and Southern thought, we have a parade.
That's the way he would have wanted it.
Give me an A!
So what, we're back in the parade. We don't care about the key to the city.
Say, this looks like quite a parade. They all seem to be walking in different directions, though. And now he's pointing out another UFO.
Even Governor Reagan was able to film. Even Governor Reagan.
Look, the assassins, they all seem to be walking in different directions, though.
Yes, even Governor Reagan was able to film. Even this Governor event. Reagan.
Look, the assassins. What's happening there on the right?
What is an assassin doing in Bologna?
Look, the assassins.
And you'll see him come up later at the park where they put him up on top of the statue and they erected us.
My God, I guess anything's possible these days.
This ain't stupid. Let us take a look at exactly how the Columbia Broadcasting works. Here's our wonderful president, In Fools We Trust.
And Diane looks like she's sneaking up on him with the key to the city or with something else.
Yeah. Welcome to St. Stupid's Day. You would have never had this stupid parade if it hadn't been for me giving you that one lane, right? 1 year ago today, you tried to recall me, right? Yay! It didn't work. Thanks a lot. And we have a special guest here. Let's give President Reagan a warm welcome.
I got a letter just this week from a young black Asian American Chicano boy. And I believe he speaks for all Americans when he says, "Dear Señor Presidente Honky Son, I have 13 brothers and 18 sisters, and yesterday my mother was denied food stamps. That night at a dinner made up of my youngest brother, we said to ourselves, are we really going to get rid of that niece? I mean, I enjoy cupcakes too. I don't know if I would have given them back.
Incomprehensible.
Governor Reagan. Governor of the world, that is.
Yes.
And this press corps here.
The acting governor and the reacting press corps here engage in a realistic contretemps. And there's a plastic dinosaur in every package.
Create a life.
Diane Feinstein's never looked better. The toast of the press corps.
There's really no reason.
Look at that tongue. 6 feet of slime.
Don't the ladies love it.
The balloon ascension seems to be occurring behind our president
the
in this picture.
Is 4184, Transamerica building, right there.
Okay, I'll be there.
Okay.
Well, gentlemen, I'll give you back to dead air.
Dead air, here we go. Here we go.
utter collapse of the show.
All that's left is a dead artist.
Everyone's dissolved.
Knowledge of the Underthings, the Hollow Earth from whose darkness issue the Nazi hell creatures and other dwellers in the abyss.
Somewhere along the line, somebody was a big enough sap.
Whenever again.
It is in contemplation of the Underthings,
waste electricity.
The underwear lurking just beneath the clothing of existence, that the submen display what genius they have.
So, I mean, basically all my friends just don't want to kill myself. I just...
Only this can be the ordained purview.
And now back to our regularly scheduled smooth music hour.
With the highly successful
Morning East Bay. It's a bright, shiny Saturday. Come on up.
They are beautiful.
And they are temporary.
Another spin-off of the Puzzling Evidence Project. Say, some of these people are, well...
Oh, my.
Terrifying.
He turned and saw
the bleeding head of Arnold Palmer.
Ah, and St. Stupid there.
Yes, the wonderful statue of St. Stupid that cost the city over $12 million.
To take down.
Well, hello, this is Joe Gatsby.
We don't want to mention that part because we'll put it back up next week.
Yes, those pointless vandals who erect such statues.
That's right. We don't break down. We construct.
For an eye-scorching behind-the-scenes expose of night people on the wild side.
Oh, good
There's
Lord.
The real president with St. Stupid.
And look at the styrofoam visualization of the president's face, built 16 times larger than life-size. Here in its craggy hollows and crannies, you can read a veritable round mushmore of special effects.
And this is how we would have liked the president's face to look had he had one.
But it was too late, because his true face had been totally eradicated by his being dragged behind a car the entire length of the parade route.
Reagan is re-elected. We can kiss our fannies goodbye.
Shoot them before they run now.
Say, what do you suppose the youngsters mean by that?
Well, it's some kind of old song, sung by a black man with lots of saxophones.
I guess it must be part of their fun-loving hijinks and happy-go-lucky annex.
Oh, and it's crying time again. Yeah, all the stupids are going crazy now because it's crying time again.
Well, let's...
Okay, now go ahead.
We've
got a problem here. We just plugged the scanner in wrong, so we'll be right back.
Here's a tremendous picture of the drooling head being thrust into the face of Gabofran himself.
Someone just floofed on me.
Oh, God. So scared is Gabofran that he retreats to a simian position.
This is no styrofoam imitation, but the actual first original shrunken miniature bleeding launched head with applied drool and special effects.
Bleeding head of Arnold Palmer should be seen from below studios.
Stand back, children.
The first behold the head! Ahead.
This is what happened to Gabofram. He became a doctor.
These are terrifying pictures.
Yeah, them and...
Yeah, okay, next cue.
The strangest gospel music you'll ever hear, courtesy of the preceding show.
Sometimes we borrow sports back and forth between the religions, and sometimes people aren't able to handle the religion that we put out.
To some people, sports are a religion, but to us, religion is sport, and good sport. This is a true Wotan session, and it's not a pretty sight.
Mark 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You broke the station, caller.
And I say the tape still moves.
And you'll bring your own personal faith. You will. Come on down. Come on down to the big buy-in. You will faith off. Faith off in Berkeley. That's right. You can talk just like this. So send in those money now. Let's go. Send them in.
All them money.
Bring them money.
Notice the eyes on the doctor.
They wear the eyes that paralyze. We want you to understand that it's only through your bad luck that you're not here in the studio, goggling and a rubbernecking at him, just the way we are.
Hal's drunk too much show again. Hal, why don't you cut the... Why don't you lay off the show?
Yeah, cut the crap. Cut the mustard. Cut the cheese.
Come on, you've had enough show.
Let's go.
Stop fondling that disgusting little cheese man. My God, you've all taken leave of your senses. All of you.
Yes,
you're wasting valuable moments of your life. Perhaps you had foolishly... accidentally stayed up this late, taken too much, or had to study. Ah, you thought you'd turn on the radio and get some good background noise, but no, it was only us. Well, we'd be pretty irritated if we were sitting at home listening to us, too.
Yeah, them and...
Yeah, okay, next, Q?
The stupid ones.
Yes.
The absurd nonsense.
I fratelli Bologna. Here in Bologna, nobody ever dies. Yes, these fine young men do put on a rather interesting show. I can't claim I understood it, but
I felt the aesthetic value of it was probably better.
First, I went to see the cable cars, then the Golden Gate Bridge, and then I went down to that Pier 39 they got down there. And then I ran into this strange, humpback little man who took me to this E. Fratelli Bologna.
Looks like rain again, so.
Scary show.
Tornado maybe coming in today.
Yes. Death and knock up behind me.
Morte was there. I could hear his bones. He was there. He's the man with all the people scraped out.
Lasciate ogni Bologna.
Bologna. And what of the terrorist teams that take over the theater during the show?
Meet him tonight.
Yes,
meet your own death tonight. For only a few paltry dollars.
Your name is in the book of El Morte, bad guy supremo.
One over your right
Even
shoulder.
Even the assassin
right now,
of death is scared
right
of them.
Now over your right shoulder.
Don't look. Your Don't do what he says because personal. They use these cheap accents and they're there.
You want to escape. You want to get out. You want to get beyond the reach of the man with the skull face. But no, by Madame Bovary's ovaries, you can't get away.
Yes, you saw the scary skull man during Night of Slack. We'll see his cousin
tonight
at the theater or two.
He's
tonight. Here he comes.
He's weird.
Tonight.
He's eerie. He's spellbinding, amazing, fantastic, astounding, unbelievable, preposterous. You won't believe your eye.
Here are a few scenes now.
Pulcinella, I hate that!
So, nobody ever dies in Bologna. Time for the change.
Viva la morte! Viva la morte! Viva la morte! Viva la morte!
Ah, look. First suggestion. The name of our third world country. Modesto. Kill me.
Have these and other questions answered.
Elucidating.
Ever wonder why you're put here on this earth? Kind of wonder where you fit in.
Why?
What you're good for.
That's right.
What somebody might think about you when your back is turned.
All those and more explained tonight at 4:50. Flores. Like
Then the skull came up behind me and started talking.
Kill me!
Okay, why not?
It's something to do with the vitamins we eat and the pills we take, and it's something to do with the coffee we drink, but the totality of it cannot be imagined by mortal man, nor can it be described.
That sounds good.
It all ends up like
if
a
we hear anything further, we'll get in touch right
cheese
away.
Quiche, which, if not properly attended, swells up and falls down and runs onto the floor. Now, these are some extremely historic pictures that we're about to look at of the Night of Slack site itself.
Yes, and there's the big Sponge Dobbs on his way to fake Sponge Dobbs.
Oh, you must be the man that never makes any sense. Ha, ha, ha.
Hello, you're on here.
Hello, you're getting away a record?
No.
X-ray,
no,
the one we have. We have communication.
All right, I'll give you a record.
Module.
Try one.
Over.
Go ahead.
Hello again.
Yes.
Why do I call? It's all so boring.
It is.
But let's get back
to
Bob. Let's talk about Bob and Mama and what happened.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Bob who?
And if he has a brother, Bob.
Right, right. You know, tell us about your second screwdriver.
What about the shooting? See, I always mentioned something about bull.
Caller, I want you to tell us about your second screwdriver theory.
No fool.
And I just call really to get my little voice.
He's wearing a Coda head made in Korea for over $2.
And a head that was made by the Don Post Studio.
Here we are carrying the world out. What are you talking about keeping quiet? What are you talking about? Somebody grab Hal.
Hold it.
It's the gas.
Okay, put the pressure up. 200, 250, 300 pounds. Okay, open it up. Stop. Look at the plug.
In the meantime.
This is very rude.
Oh! I'll say
gentlemen, please.
Yeah, sometimes you couldn't even hear him, but now.
Take your positions. Okay, the event is about to begin.
My position is maintained.
Yes.
I will not sink this ship unless the ladies and gentlemen go down with it.
Every gentleman, take a lady by the elbow. Now form the grand quadrille.
So hold on just a second. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Yes, and good morning.
Hi. I just want to know how book sales were going.
Now they're just freeform. They're falling through the air. Call it. Try to call in. Try to figure out what we're talking
about.
He's
trying to say, come in.
Yes, you were famous for just a moment. And then if you write in, who knows? Maybe you'll get a copy of your own words all jumbled up.
There.
3 feet. Thank you.
Same.
That's the program on the airwaves tonight. Welcome once again to the last sequence and the last segment as the last lustrums and epicycles of cosmic time trickle out on the show that dare not speak its name.
This is Rudolph of the Red Nose Brigade. I'm new in town, and what I need is a transit map to all the local G-spots.
This year I have a larger part.
Could get dangerous, too.
Could be scary.
Keep in touch.
Okay. Could be unsanitary.
Could be something else entirely.
You might have to venture into unseemly portions of the globe where giant spiders still roam the earth.
Okay, here we go. Start operating.
Brain spiders from Mars.
Let's sew the spider into this poor unfortunate gastrophilium.
Yes, little tiny spiders from another place entirely.
But if you'll hold the microphone down next to that little spider, you'll see he's got quite a lot to tell us this evening.
You dare.
Look, there's a scratch in the planet.
Poor Pollard. He didn't want to be on the show.
And that unearthly thing, whatever it was, it got him. And it's still out there, you know.
Well, there's still three of us.
You can laugh at me, but that beast, werewolf, zombie, whatever you want to call it, that monster, it's just as real as anything, and one of us will be next. What happened to Palmer could have had to any one of us.
Hey, guys, I've got to get bathroom, so keep an eye out and everything.
Going to the bathroom won't save you.
Yes, filmed in the miracle of Super Damnation 90. And
now, here a hippie slaps some five on Hal.
I'm worried too, Doug.
What?
The Ukubala.
Hello, caller?
No, wait a minute. She's talking to me. Now, everybody get off the line. Here. She's Dad, talking to me.
What?
Hello?
What?
Dad? What?
Yeah.
What?
Too much noise, right?
Douglas!
What? Come on, leave it. Get out of here.
Douglas!
Leave me alone. Scary callers were approaching Shattuck Avenue from all sides.
We're not talking about a patriarchal northern white father. We're talking about
Douglas.
The new plot mix creates such propulsion that the crew of the show is thrown and plastered to the floor of the station, and they black out. When they regain consciousness, several days have passed. They discover that their new show plan has moved them within several hours of Sunday.
Monster come many times, but could not save show.
You got a minute? I'd like to talk.
So cuddle
up. I got something I want to say to you.
Open up another section of the
video. You got a minute?
I can help.
Let's talk to you.
Leaves go swish.
Get them off!
Yes, this could be radio hell for you.
No, that won't do.
Yeah, it never did.
But that doesn't make a difference to us.
I'll take your
call. Oh, no, it's easier for you if you write to me.
Sorry, Colin.
That little caller, he was a squash like a bug.
There's information we've never had before.
Okay, next caller, up against the wall, please.
Take the minute on the
time.
What is it? I can't hear you.
Has it gone too far?
Is there too much mess on the stage?
Say, that's an interesting shot.
Yeah.
Goodwin looting the corpse of Bob.
Yeah, she went through his pockets, took his shoes, and went home rich.
You don't have to do it.
Yes, everyone thought that his essence was in his pockets, but it turned out to be in his shoes, and that young lady now lives a carefree life on the Delta.
That's right. She hypnotized the audience with her underpants.
Yes, and while they were looking there, she whisked those shoes off, and they were never found again, and Bob, his corpse, had to limp home across seas of broken glass in the mission.
See, we're talking about serial tape reporters.
Rocket to the moon, you'll feel like a loon.
On your rocket to the moon, because you realize it's just a balloon.
Just a minute.
We'll be right with you. Hold on there. Okay, now go ahead.
I'd like to complain about the show.
Yeah? Why?
Oh, it's just a lot bleaker than when that stupid Brogue Frame guy.
Yeah, well, he quit to go to do a job or something.
So if you call up and talk for 1 minute, we'll match you for 1 minute. That's right. If you call for 1 minute and talk, we'll match you for 1 minute.
We'll
call
you back.
We don't hang up on all our callers, just most of them.
We don't smoke marijuana in our stogies.
So magnetic. So downright likable that we won't be able to hang up on you.
Yes,
now the
Halosaurus
has got
Mary Ortiz.
Although
cassettes don't have quite the fidelity of the real recording.
Out of my sight. Two callers.
One. Hello, Juana. That's you. Hey, what's your Juana called?
Juana, what are you calling for?
Hello.
Juana,
you're on the air. That's all right. You and me on the air. Come on.
I want to demand Muammar Gaddafi be deported to Turkey so he could become Turkish Gaddafi.
Okay, time's up. Bye.
Unless you call Safeway and tell them to distribute cases of Truly Fine Ocean Mist deodorant soap to all the Grateful Dead fans in the Bay Area. My you-know-what is you-know-what.
Look how teeny he was.
We had to turn that caller down.
Okay, yeah, well, we didn't have many complaints.
Okay, now the little caller dancer starts.
Callers are dancing around the circle.
We just don't see the scanner. Is that the scanner there with a little blinking blue lights on it?
Nobody ever thought I was going to do anything to make him notice me.
Yes, the show that dare not even exist.
Hello?
Hey, I finished study. Could you play the subliminal sleep tape again?
You're free.
Doctor what?
Thank you.
the hollow earth from whose darkness issue the Nazi hell creatures and other dwellers in the area?
Okay, whip it out. Whip out that simple question. Now, you think a simple question, all right? Just reflect a minute, though, on how simple it may be to you. And how complex it may be to us.
What I want to know is, okay, now, you might have thought about subgenius doctrine. It must be boiled down to three words. What three words?
Or kill me.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell.
Or kill me.
This is it. Yes, puzzling evidence.
Oh, you dare.
Look, there's a scratch in the planet.
Warp over.
Automatic.
No, in fact, this whole religious thing ceremony.
It certainly looks like some god-awful amateurish high school play.
It sure does.
Hello, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Okay, here we go.
But here they actually talk to you before they hang up.
Well, for a second.
And your calls are...
Hey, what is that?
We have a show here.
Hey, are you, I for Tully Bologna?
No. And it's a seven-man physical comedy team with designs on world domination. So I think we should get in on it now at the bottom rung. It's going to be a big thing happening, you know. And they got a religion behind them, the First Church of the Last Laugh, led by Saint Stupid, who said, I know, but you know, you never know. And with a philosophy like that, can you imagine the type of theater they're going to try to do? So I'd say be there tonight. And if you say the magic words, Bunzalada Pinchalova, repeat those words. Okay, hold your hands like this.
He said it.
Okay, hunch your shoulders up and go like this. Now wiggle your hands and go, Bunzalada Pinchalova. You get a buck off.
I'm sorry, too. I'm sorry.
The leader? There's a leader?
Yeah, it's at the beginning of the tape.
Yellow
for him.
I've been looking for directions, and I had no idea there was a leader.
Well, the leader was the first thing we ran through the machine. Killed Sterno and excited Smith.
But anything would excite Stang.
You talking to me?
Incredible. Here's a rerun of that face stand. Let's take a look at that. Here it goes. There's the foot's going up, and there it is. Oh, it's in slow motion. Let's get a close-up on that face.
Roger,
look,
understood.
Get that. Oh, Chainsaw Massacre has nothing on this, and this is live.
Live.
Well, it's not easy to be.
Is something wrong?
You talking to me?
No, nothing can be handled from this end.
So bring them on down. Bring the kids.
Oh, it stopped. That must mean they've gone away.
I think so.
Let's ope our dolorous mansions to the light of day.
That's the way he would have wanted it.
Had me thought about it.
Or even considered it like you might tonight. Amazing. Look at all. Oh, the color. They're just starting right off. Look at that. And it's an amazing show here. So look at that. There's 50,000 girls, naked women giving away money. I can't believe it. It's a great show starter. How can they top the show? It's amazing. It's...
There's a caller who just let out his whole brain on the air. All of it, all over the floor.
All over the studio.
Don't let him go on the control panel.
God.
Morgan.
Go.
Pyroflatulation is a shocking and incredible thing to see on the air.
I'm a spoon.
Spoon tang.
This is a little bit of the cerebral cortex over here, and this is part of the overbrain.
Yes, and what's this over here, Doctor?
Well, it's
on my hand.
Get that collar.
Ouch.
Don't worry. Press the button.
Somebody grab that collar.
Oh, my God.
Caller, jump on the turntable, quick. Something's wrong here.
Mark 2, 3, 4,
you broke the station, caller.
This was a show that had some promise. This was a show that started bright in the morning of compromise. But this was a show that soon found cynicism in front of it, on either side, and behind it, hemming it in and choking it, twisting and deforming it to mockery of what it could have been. Until finally, what could have been a good show jumped off the bridge and splattered into the bay, onto the concrete where the water had been removed. As in many a Tom and Jerry cartoon, the show shattered into pieces and was swept up by a disgustingly cute, enlarged mouth.
We will need...
Good morning. What happened, caller?
...dubious virtue.
Huh?
In the meantime,
still the pre-show warm-up.
Yeah, yeah, we're starting your own voice. Real show.
They called it a church so that you can sing little songs about it and move your hands in a manner which
you guys care to state what cities you're from?
Show with your fingers and describe where necessary what operations you perform. Read the memo and do whatever you have to do according to what the memo says.
So,
faith.
Yeah, that
sounds quite interesting.
Oh, it'll be a lot of fun, yeah. So, come on out, bring your faith with you.
Yeah, that sounds good. Who all can we expect out there?
You can expect probably representatives of all the little-known faiths. I know the First Church of the Last Lamb will be there. And Bob's going to show up. And I think it's going to be nose-to-nose with Saint Stupid for the big faith trophy for this year. And but Saint Stupid's got a lot going for him. He is the official snack religion of the Olympics this year. So
hold on just a second. We'll be right back.
Rack focus on Neepy Caller.
No one understands Neepy Caller.
Let's try.
Here is the church, and here is the
steeple, and here are all the fools, and there are all the people.
Yeah!
Hi, I'm a Grateful Dead fan. Do I have to go all the way to Richmond to get my soap?
Now, in case any of you aren't clear as to what this is all about...
Yeah, tune into another
I'm
show.
I'm supposed to be a
listen
deadbeat.
To it backwards, tape it, re-edit
so
it, send
are you.
It to
That's
me,
why you were
and then you'll understand what this show is about.
What's your reason?
Or...
Como la mía. Es el queso con el nuevo sello Real California Cheese. Deliciosas sus enchiladas, sus quesadillas, chilaquiles y chiles rellenos con el queso fresco de California que lleva el sello Real California Cheese.
Not just the great crises, not just the solemn acts of worship or duty, but no, we are to take...
You really shouldn't charge $7.50 unless you're going to have a sound man there, I think.
You said if I keep working, everything would be all right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. We should have charged 11, but...
It says we can do what we want because we're free.
Be yeah, there you go.
Alive or be he dead, we'll grind his bones to make the bread.
Yes, the evil little doctors took over the show.
New app, deep God, all approved.
That's right. You can call your supreme being, your sole creator of the entire universe.
William City Platter.
Let's talk about this puzzling evidence that frequently surfaces.
Well, I heard
nearly a century and three quarters ago.
There was a radio hour, the puzzling evidence radio emergency hour.
Without having any of these items in your baggage or even your pockets, it could cause you an additional search, and that's a hassle.
Yes, on Guam. We now come to the end of our broadcasting day. On behalf of the staff and management of KUAM, we wish you a pleasant good night and invite you to join us again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock when we resume broadcasting.
And it was very interesting because it was describing all the techniques.
The world is very different now.
Why and how America was broadcasting funny shows into Vietnam
you,
and scaring
We're
the pedestrians.
Sorry about your brain. We'll
it was like a miracle.
Decade,
a miracle.
It was a miracle because they were dropping bombs everywhere and none of the bombs
the
hit puzzling evidence.
Abolish.
Then you know they had a whole busload of subgeniuses trapped in a mine in Chowchilla.
Now that's funny.
Hey, you know what's the most beautiful sight in the world? I'll tell you. It's a busload of subgeniuses going off a cliff.
Rigor mortis!
Interruptus! Oh! I must look upon these!
No, don't look!
The true answer, my friend, is to create the summer of love yourself. You yourself must be the hippie revolution, because no one can do it for you. Yes, that's right. The divine cosmic
roll
splendor
up that
can be yours if you only get the right number of pills. Next question.
Yes, it's back to the Too Many Doctors show.
Get the bastard.
Not enough patience.
Yes, no one has any patience on this show.
We all like
that. You spread your nostrils for me.
Only the true subdemies know which door leads to doom and which door to a large chocolate sundae.
I bet you
I could find a chocolate sundae.
Frozen rock hard in the inky zero of outer space. and traveling faster than most people ever get to go.
That's like true. It's just a stupid dish full of frozen goo and it's going faster than us.
But thaw it out and it could have a torrid affair with a young movie star from a new planet from the sun on the world track. Uh-oh, we're getting a danger signal.
Good. Bring some noisemakers and some friends and something to drink.
There. Little caller tortures himself. What's the matter, little collie?
He's just racing back and forth against the bed, banging his head into the wall, trying to be part of the show.
Okay, here we go.
Downtown Dallas in an open automobile.
President.
President hung up.
Well, it was about time. And do you recognize this smoking bullet?
They want to do the nasties.
Well, thank you. I don't know if I can present any more kind of proof than that.
That's it. That was our star witness.
That I've just extracted from this hapless bystander on the murder of this show tonight.
Yes, this is the time of night when the conscious mind kind of keels over, and the strange octopuses of the subconscious stretch their tentacles through our waking hours.
Doctor, doctor, they're coming for me!
Everybody thinks that, but you've just got to learn to relax and accept.
They're coming for everyone.
This isn't any smarmy therapy group. No, this isn't any sweetness and light religion.
I want to tell you.
This isn't any dead Jesus on a stick religion. Nope.
And now back to our regularly scheduled smooth music hour.
QBOD.
Yes, the continuity doctors will now inject the show with a little bit of special sauce.
Okay, guys, time for continuity. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Pass me a little bit of that continuity, bro. Katie caught up with
Red Stick. Hold it, Red Stick. I want to talk to you.
Hey, waitress, bring me some continuity sauce, please.
Can I have it? Once again, seeing the chipmunk beach party obscured and obliterated by the attack of the giant lobsters from the sea.
I'd like to show everyone else's ordering except no beans.
Thinking about perfection will only screw you up.
Now that the continuity's here, what do we
have? That was Davy Jones Locker. Let's go. And this was the city of the future. Stay tuned for further developments. That was one of our freedom-fighting machines passing over men. When those things are up there...
Oh, have I got a surprise for you.
Hey, pipe down, buddy. Shut that door. Enough of this deception and trickery. There's no more time for this nonsense. There's all sorts of strange creatures out there. Monsters like you wouldn't believe. Horrible things. Huge, vast bulks rising up on their hobbled hind legs and obscuring the stars with their unghastly, ungodly bulk. We need explication, clear speech, an answer to this problem. We need, in other words, the one and the only Buppo, the three-headed, two-legged midget.
Hello? I'm here now. They thought he was the enemy. No, I had to stop him. I had to get to NASA and explain to him. He was just saying stupid. Don't believe it, all right? Nothing's wrong here. It's just saying stupid. He's all right. He's on our side.
600-footer. A 600-footer.
It's just another religion.
Put a Columbus at the foot.
I can't believe this has happened. Through the door
here. It's giant. It's huge.
Everything's going on.
There's like a giant. There's like a halo. Or maybe it's a small helicopter flying around a pointy little head.
It's a helicopter.
It's huge. And it's
helicopter Jesus.
A lopsided grin that's just kind of gazing up Columbus Avenue and kind of some knowing look like it knows. Something that we don't know, but you know, Chief, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't know, but you know.
All right, this is the serious part of the show where we try to get something that belongs to us back.
Hello, can we cut you off? Yeah, but do you know where the altar is?
It's out by the Triscuit Farm.
Where?
The hot dogs, but I just ate that particular sentence.
Mega Pause, Arizona. This place stinks.
Things have been in our town for as long as anyone
too long.
Cares.
Listen, we got to get out of this town. They've been repairing my car for 2.5 weeks now. It's cost over $3,000.
Oh, what a shameless little microbe he was.
Casualty of the 80s. Drifting back through the years. The 80s weren't even over yet, and the casualties were already starting to pile up.
Hello? Hello?
the way he bounced it
off
my head.
Stay tuned for further developments.
Our listeners have been staying tuned for further developments for over 2 years now.
The last 5 years. Like the problem was with those things that they were cute.
You sometimes want to color people in the streets and scream that you're more different than they are. They could possibly
Let's go to breakfast. Forget the cuteness.
We can't live. We can't draw breath. We can't exist while this tidal wave of cuteness is crashing across the land. Kick in the old abdomen.
Each of you are willing to accept this knowledge and put it to wise use.
Out in here, Doctor.
Hurt in here. Hurt in here, Doctor Howe.
No, Dino. Down, Dino. Down, boy. Down, boy. No, Dino.
Why don't you answer me?
Okay.
No, what you saw on the telephone show, you know, the one that you're listening to right now, you can see the mat lines there. Here, we'll run it backwards again. Was the C parts around the book? You can tell the mat lines are there.
I obviously see that
this so-called miracle of the Lord was only a cheap special effect. Done here on some second-rate magnetic tape.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Okay, well, I'm glad to have cleared up that theological...
The older people. Yes, the local Indians, the Habafrop Indians of the Berkland-Oakley area left the remnants of civilization here all along the edge of the bay for those listeners who are still out there breathing tonight in amongst...
I didn't realize, Father. The rubber. You're in, you can't get out.
On the edge of the gene pool here, backstroking across the slimy ooze, we see the ancient bones of the Indians down in the bottom where they threw their tiny ones and in...
Well, let's get on with it.
Well, I'm trying to.
It was the saddest part of the show we've ever had. The saddest, saddest show that anyone ever heard. And you're as nutty as a little bird if you think that's the saddest.
The saddest we'd ever been with that quiet.
Real smooth. So, what languages do you know? Now, we need to have some languages. And translate this, please. Call in. Translate this phrase. I know, but you know, you never know.
There was something very profound said, but no one will be able to understand it. Just a few moments ago, something was said on this program, which only to the initiates would explain the entire subgenius phenomenon and rip both the top and the bottom. Up from off the top of and out from under the bottom of this sorry scam called the Subgenius Foundation. Now, I'll give you all a hint. It had something to do with a book. A familiar book that's found in every house. A book that changes every year. Yes, I'm referring to the phone book. My God, a thesaurus!
Is there any untruth in this falsehood? Or are you merely whopping us from the fib?
The giant thesaurus moved resolutely toward the men.
By the state of the...
By no quiver of the lip or shake of an involuntary muscle did they betray their absolute terror at seeing the giant thesaurus and its friends cover the control panel. Well, sir, I'm telling you, in fact, I'm going to come right out and say it. Nobody listens to this show. Bob came out of that book.
Bob came out of the firing squad.
Yes, it was the future.
Bob or came out of the phone book.
Or who knows?
Bob came from the phone company.
Another chapter.
The phone company created Bob. It was the phone company. This is the truth. This is the truth. Nothing else on this show is true but this.
Here's the moment we all been waiting for.
I know. I'll be taken out and
shot. Tell us which phone company.
Huh? What did you say?
Who is womping upside the head?
I drank so much of that one. I drank so much of that one time. That Hagen Hank. I thought I had my own navy.
Probably used that navy to start your own war too. That same night.
I did. I cleared out the neighbors.
Actually, they're a lot closer than you think. I mean, while we're talking, things are being observed that we can't even talk about because we don't know. Up comes the spiritual music, and the angels watch over you and you and your altar. Okay, enough angels.
Sir, continue.
Ritter Dino Boy.
Put me down, Dino Boy. I've got to go now.
What keeps you guys from just plain giving up? Or committing suicide or anything?
Anything. Well, that's what keeps us here. Anything.
Slop of frop?
I crawl across broken glass and the devil's tongue in order to get the frappatopula scroppatops.
Oh, yes, it's true.
And glass madness has...
They simply didn't use those frappatopulas no more.
Table no, of broken glass
inside
for
that little tiny fake hell they'd built.
Yes,
there was no story, there was no script, there was not even a theme panel left. The size of the ship had been blown open by
the various treatments. They're blank.
Don't use those.
What do you mean?
Become your own private radio station.
Look out the window of the ship. What's that floating by?
That's the old part of the show. That's the part that used to have continuity.
I'm sure glad I'm not him.
They used that a long time ago, back when the station was still in the air.
And in that phone book was the face that we know as a mass of dots. A mass of malign dots, a strange, convoluted grouping of energy which may have traveled through space and time for longer than anyone knows. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. I know they want to silence me because they don't want this to get through. But he came from the phone book. He came.
You're in big trouble. Stations are canceling the show left, right, and center.
I've gone too far.
This show,
that's right.
People have been sweating blood over this for the last 4 months now.
That's right, Dr. Beatties is really unhappy. You know, he hasn't come out of his apartment in 3 weeks just because of this. And Dr. Hal, who we can't even discuss, is totally beside himself. And he's a big guy, and it's really hard to get beside something that big.
And the big first time, faith off, that's right. So, noon, the Trans-America building, bring your faith. Bring your family. And dress for it.
End of day.
Up the street, April 1st. Up the street, past the nipples of light. Yes, there'll be a lot of stations of stupid along the way.
Rape a computer today.
If I was sitting up depressed at night tonight, sitting at home in my cheap apartment or sleazy hotel, and I was listening to this horrible excuse for entertainment, I'd probably want to kill myself too.
We hope you've enjoyed our description of these slides as much as we've enjoyed watching them. But remember, you'll never see them, so this is your only contact with the mysterious records of the Night of Slack. We're watching the Brady Bunch, 2 Billion AD, a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. Well, now let's not get carried away here. I remember once, back when I was still in the egg before I broached the shell, I had dreams about the universe that existed before this one. The myriads of stars that flew around and around like magnetic monopoles in a cloud chamber. These were the bases of the formation of the first clouds of flatulent transuranic gas, which later coalesced into the Big Head.
That's right. And it's been carried through all of the little tiny subcons from Dallas in 1980, and the first meeting in 1979 of Puzzling Poo and the Subdinis.
And Doc Stock.
And now,
Audio Fidelity Record.
And now it's been taken by
a new stereophonic.
It was going to be going to the Pirates, to the Dock Jam in St. Louis this summer. But no, there won't be a Dock Jam this summer. None of the anti-musicians will even pick up their guitars anymore. The whole church is sad.
Thought they're just cute little animals, but no, those mamas, even if you take, they can carry a load, but
care of your records.
No accident that God has you on at this late hour where decent people can't hear you.
Your mother.
Isn't that scary?
A tiny egg so small.
Yeah, that's so small you could even see how small it is.
Subgenius parasite put that egg there.
How about this?
It wasn't your father at all. It was some alien space monster.
Yes, you can always tell how far they've gone.
I'm sorry.
When the little dinosaurs show up.
I'll accept my punishment.
Knowing that we're in this. Well, actually, there is none for following the script, although there should be, I believe.
Funny.
Here in this hour. Who needs? Every morning they wake me up with a phone call at 3:30. That doesn't really wake me up.
Those
swine. 30 pages of script.
Flaying and flogging's too good for them, I say.
Well, I don't know if you're kidding or not.
That's like maybe we're funny, you know? Maybe somebody's laughing at this show right now.
Well,
at the serious part of the former hour of
Slack. Here comes the serious part.
Look, all we ask is that you don't take the statue of Squeakbird that's going to be at the next show, okay?
Statue of what?
Squeakbird. What's Squeakbird? Well, here in California, we're really sick of Bob. I mean, we're really, really, really sick of Bob.
I'm sick of Bob.
Bob.
Yeah.
Bob. And so we're going to worship Squeakbird instead. And, I, you know, my parents worship Squeakbird, my entire family, and
And all my missing relatives and my stolen bicycle all worship Sweetbird.
But, sir, when I signed up for this hitch, I didn't expect to get any radioactives in my breakfast cereal.
I guess you didn't read that contract either. It's itch, not hitch.
It's like you say, if it ain't fun, don't do it. And it ain't fun, so don't do it.
Jeez, so don't listen, all right? Just turn the radio off right now.
Elizabeth Taylor playing Dr. Hal.
The wonderful, wonderful
Richard Burton playing Puzzling Evidence. And Mickey Rudy playing Paul Murphy.
Stay tuned. Oops, time to play Kill the Caller.
Dino De Laurentiis production.
Wrong movie, guys. Wrong movie.
Yes, you need something like the Church of Dirt.
Constantly.
Well, scary is as scary does, and the scary show of no direction wanders on through the misty graveyard of alienated radio frequencies.
So I took the jet out of there, and I just went home.
Took it for a spin around the block,
I thought, yeah, I thought, what am I doing on a stupid show?
I guess that's pretty groovy.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Nice move. Well, that was the only way to deal with the guy, though, because he was really insistent that his church was better than anybody's church, and all the money that was piled up here in the lobby was his. So, you know, we started the show, and he was shoveling his money out.
Mustang is really a group of about 20 million women who actually produce all the material down in Santa Cruz.
Don't blame it on women.
Oh, Connie's are in there. Yeah, there's one laughing about this whole matter right
now.
Are you out of your mind?
She can't even believe it was even brought up.
She can't believe it. Some writer, huh?
Blame it on El Nino, I think.
Oh,
El Nino,
okay.
It's a cause. Well,
neither do sounds good to me.
Request permission to put on some lead-shielded BVDs, sir.
Well, okay. If we can find them, you can wear them.
How about one of these old World War I gas masks? It's sort of, wear it on your crotch.
Call in now, all to 184, and put your faith on the line. And we'll put it over the top tonight. Let's see, we got a matching, thing from the First Church of the Last Lap. They'll do half of whatever you come up with in the next 4 or 5 days. So come on, let's call in now, all for 184, and put your faith on the line. That's right. Now, we'll just hear from some of these people, and then we'll be right back.
And there's a free plastic dinosaur in every package of FEMO.
He's foaming!
Look out, it's alive!
Until they can do it blindfolded.
There's a Whataburger near you.
Ah, it's on the floor!
Quick, stop the doctors. Who will call up and stop this show?
Squish it!
You've got 3 minutes to call and stop the show.
Squish it!
Stop the show. Please step on the show. Are you going to stop us?
Wait, stop the show. It's time for the 2 minute warning.
Assume you have just come to work at 9 o'clock on a weekday morning. On your desk is a customer contact memo.
Okay, caller, what do we do with this little tape baby?
Should this baby live or die? It's up to you. Yes, the very problem that the mighty King Salamander was faced with, lo, those many years ago on some other religion.
Can you help us with the answer on that horrible Salamander question?
Yes, I think you should feed them all to Bob Spring.
Yeah, I know. They all say the same thing down there in the darkness of the void.
Good night.
Mickey called Mayor McGee's.
Wet dreams.
We didn't come to borrow any money. We didn't come to borrow any dough. We didn't come to borrow any trouble. We just dropped in to say hello.
It's the end of the road.
Your skills.
Yes, it's the end of the road.
Will lead you. Not
you never know.
We'll be rewinding all week.
5 minutes left in this little tiny show.
Trying to find the leader into the next show.
Time to bid you all adieu now as the water rises. Remember, folks, the ice caps are melting.
Yes, in a little
and if you're driving on this beautiful Saturday morning, don't start drinking that Sterno and swilling down that acetone. Think of the poor little blind child that might be crossing behind the school bus as it breaks and falls.
You will turn this recording over.
Oh, let's go to Chow Chiller.
That's not funny. Training.
What about Waffle Girl? Was that her?
So let us say goodbye.
She didn't say you have a lot of
good luck. Well, goodbye, say we can.
Never talk to that man who hangs around the schoolyard making promises, building castles of wishful thinking in the air. The little urchins and tots and whatnot would do well to stay away from this strange, creepy-looking man who sometimes goes by the name that dare not be spoken on this show.
Forrest J. Ackerman.
Until now. Yes, if you see Forrest J. Ackerman hanging around your school, call the cops. Do us all a favor. Have him immediately put to sleep. Sometimes the show goes too far. Sometimes...